This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. With a snowstorm in the forecast tonight for much of the state, officials are warning people to start driving more cautiously and to be weather aware. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
Massive pileups of around 50 vehicles closed icy sections of Interstate 70 for several hours this weekend in western Colorado. No one was hurt, but Sergeant Ivan Alvarado with Colorado State Patrol hopes drivers see this as an eye-opener about how dangerous winter roadways can be.
And the snow and the cold and the icy conditions are going to be here for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months possibly, right? And people should start to drive accordingly.
Alvarado says this means slowing down and focusing on driving while always carrying food, water, and blankets in your gassed-up vehicle. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Arapaho County Sheriff's Office says the state senator who died last week was killed in the second of two crashes. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Democratic State Senator Faith Winter was driving north on I-25 near Centennial when she was killed. The Arapaho County Sheriff's Office says there were two separate crashes that evening that occurred in close proximity to each other. That led to some confusion about the incident. Two vehicles were involved in the first crash, and three vehicles were involved in the second crash. Winter was killed in that second crash and pronounced deceased at the scene. Three other people were injured in both of the crashes and were hospitalized. The full investigation may take several weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden officially has a new name. It'll now be known as the National Laboratory of the Rockies. The Department of Energy announced the change yesterday, saying it was effective immediately. This is CPR News in KRCC.